Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. It is our movement snack of the week, and this month we have changed how we're doing this. And this month we are focusing on how we can stack our habits in September with movement. And today I am going to share with you an exercise that you can do right when you get out of bed in the morning. So you're actually not even going to get out of bed. But what I want you to do, if you think about not only how we sit in our daily life, and you've heard me mention time and time again about how we round our shoulders forward so much with how we move in our everyday life now, that this is something else I notice for myself when I sleep. I tend to kind of fall into this rounded forward position, this curled up position. And when you're a side sleeper, you'll notice as well that you kind of, your shoulders kind of fall forward again in this rounded position. So not only are we going through life every single day with our shoulders rounded forward and our body just kind of folding forward a little bit, we're now doing this while we sleep. If you're a side sleeper, you're doing this while you sleep as well. So today I want to have you practice an extension, or this week while you are, you know, when you wake up in the morning, just practice opening up that chest. And the first thing that you can do is you can just sit on the side of the bed and you can place your hands behind you and just kind of open up. You can kind of even lean your weight into your hands a little bit to open up your chest and get a little stretch. So I'm thinking chest is lifting up towards the ceiling and stretching. And then I'm going to take this a step further. And again, always know that this is a little awkward with audio. So I do have a video on my YouTube page, which I'll put a link down below for you. And then you can access the information on Instagram as well, or in our movement snack. If you want to join our daily movement snack, I'll have the link as well there, and there will be a full explanation of how to do this in there as well. So what you're going to do is you are going to, again, sitting on the side of the bed, you're going to lift up. So you're pressing your hands into the bed and you're lifting up and you're going to pull your hips away from the bed. So it's what we would call reverse tabletop or a reverse plank, but instead of doing it on the floor, you are doing this on the edge of the bed. So it's more of a modified reverse plank or reverse tabletop. And you're just trying to think about pulling your chest up towards the ceiling at an angle and making sure that you're not shrugging into your shoulders. So your chest is pushing up towards the ceiling or towards the corner of the room while those shoulders are pulling back and opening up. And you should feel this great extension in the front of your chest. And if you are doing this off the edge of the bed completely, you will probably feel some strengthening work in your triceps and in your hamstrings. And I do want to say that if you have wrist issues and this is uncomfortable for you, I also have a modification where you can drop to your elbows and do the same thing. Your bottom will not then lift up off the bed. You'll just kind of be leaning back on your elbows to practice this stretch, but we're working on extending and opening that chest, especially for us side sleepers, because we'll find ourselves in that rounded forward position all night long. That's like, you know, depending on how long you sleep, 6 to 8 hours of that rounded position. So you could create a fair amount of tightness in that chest area. So really making sure you're opening it up and extending it up to begin your day. So that is your movement snack for the day. Do remember that we do this once a week here on Thursdays, but if you would like a daily movement snack, you are welcome to join our membership. It is $5 a month, and that will give you a daily exercise that you can practice, similar to this one. And if not, that is fine as well. You can just continue to listen here and you'll get a weekly one that you could work on and focus on throughout the week. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you get to feel that extension and opening up of the chest. And I hope you have a wonderful week and just make sure to keep moving. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.